Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine info for April 14th, 2021. A very bad day for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The U.S. recommended a pause in its use to investigate rare incidents of blood clotting. That upended vaccine programs across the U.S. and prompted other countries across Europe, plus Australia and South Africa, to forego usage at least for now. It can't help but set back the global vaccination effort. For instance, Europe was set to get hundreds of thousands of Johnson & Johnson doses because vaccinations there have been hampered by shortages, logistics, and blood clot concerns in the AstraZeneca vaccine. Those who've already gotten the J&J vaccine should contact their doctor if they experience severe headache, abdominal or leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks. The World Health Organization said the trajectory of the pandemic is now growing exponentially, with more than 4.4 million new cases reported over the last week. In some countries, new cases per week are more than 8 times higher than a year ago. In some good news, new trial data shows Moderna's vaccine was more than 90% effective at protecting against COVID and more than 95% effective against severe disease up to 6 months after the second dose. Pfizer said earlier this month its vaccine was also shown to be highly effective 6 months after the second dose. What will things look like after the pandemic? U.S. intelligence took that into consideration in its annual assessment of worldwide threats. The lingering effects of the pandemic are expected to contribute over the next year to, quote, humanitarian and economic crises, political unrest, and geopolitical competition. The recovery is expected to strain governments and societies. Add to the list of things only vaccinated people can do, going to a Buffalo Bills game. It was announced yesterday fans attending Bills games at Highmark Stadium must have proof of vaccination as they open capacity back up to 100%. In the United States, cases were up 6%, deaths are down 27%, and hospitalizations were up 10% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since April 5th. There are now 6,867,195 active cases in the United States. The current top 5 states by number of active cases: California, New York, Virginia, Florida, and Maryland. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Chattahoochee, Georgia; St. Clair, Michigan; Huron, Michigan; Knox, Texas; Otsego, Michigan; Sanilac, Michigan; Galax, Virginia; Carson, Texas; Tuscola, Michigan; and Gladwin, Michigan. The 5 states with the highest risk levels and most daily new cases per capita over 7 days are Michigan, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Minnesota, and New York. There have been 563,440 deaths in the U.S. reported as COVID-related, with a current national fatality rate of 1.81%. The states with the most new deaths reported as COVID-related: Michigan, 81; Florida, 78; Pennsylvania, 66; Texas, 60; California, 54; New Jersey, 50; New York, 48; Georgia, 25, Ohio, 24, and Mississippi, 23. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's had at least one dose: New Hampshire at 52.3%, New Mexico at 45%, and Connecticut at 44.4%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Mississippi at 27.9%, Alabama at 28.3%, and Georgia at 28.8%. Globally, cases were up 22% and deaths up 25% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since March 5th. There are now over 24 million active cases around the world, at 24,010,354. The five countries with the most new cases: India, 185,248, Brazil, 80,157, the United States, 77,720, Turkey, 59,187, and France, 39,113. There have now been 2,956,845 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.